The coronavirus pandemic has made many states declare mail-in-only elections in order to promote social distancing, and Baltimore City's Democratic primaries are among them. Today, WYPR, the Baltimore Sun, and the University of Baltimore have a new poll out which asks likely voters how they feel about a mail-in election. WYPR's Emily Sullivan reports.
The pandemic has changed the way candidates campaign and has also thrown a wrench into getting supporters to turn out.
It's not getting people to turn out on election day.
That's Roger Hartley, Dean of the University of Baltimore's College of Public Affairs.
It's not having a union pick up supporters or a church pick up supporters and drive them to the polls, which is one way of winning an election. But now it's you got to get people to watch their mail, fill out the ballot at home, and then turn around and send it back in.
Candidates have been releasing videos showing supporters how to fill out their ballots and send them in to be counted. And it seems that voters are keen on sending them in, according to WIPR's poll. Pollsters spoke to 400 likely voters by phone from May 11th to May 18th. The poll's margin of error is plus or minus 4.9 percentage points. The voters polled reflect Baltimore's electorate, meaning they're older and mostly Black and female. They were asked about the upcoming June 2nd Democratic primaries, which includes races for mayor, city council president, and comptroller. They were also asked, how does the fact that voters are being asked to mail in their ballots rather than visit a polling place affect whether or not you'll vote? 78% said it doesn't make a difference at all, and 17% said it makes it more likely they'll vote. Just 1% said they're less likely to cast a ballot. Again, here's Hartley.
Most people said that they're just as willing to vote in this race as they would in a normal one. But on the other hand, what I worry about with the pandemic are two big things. One is the noise of this. Will people turn out and will people be used to a mail-in ballot? And if that decreases this, the voter turnout, it's going to necessarily decrease African-American voters because they make up the vast majority of voters. And then that could hurt some of the candidates over others.
Those mayoral candidates include City Council President Brandon Scott and former Mayor Sheila Dixon. The two are in a statistical tie with former T. Rowe Price executive Mary Miller for first place. According to the poll, Scott has crossover support from both Black and white voters, while Dixon is the favorite of Black voters. Miller has the highest amount of support from white voters. Steve Robbie is the head of Opinion Works, which conducted the poll.
The thing that none of us knows is who really is going to vote, who's going to really come out in this mail-in election.
Pollsters also spoke to likely voters about trust. They were asked, does an election where most of the votes are mailed in make you trust the results of the election more, trust them less, or does it make a difference either way? About 60% said it doesn't make a difference, but nearly a quarter said they trust the results less. Again, here's Robbie.
There clearly is a distinct segment of the electorate that is exhibiting more lack of trust. And is it real lack of trust or is it people worried? We don't know. And so I'm sure we'll figure this out after Election Day in terms of how voters react to the results and how people feel about the result. But right now there is a little wariness.
There will be at least 15 Board of Elections drop boxes throughout the city for voters who don't want to place their ballots in the mail. Their locations can be found online. I'm Emily Sullivan, reporting for 88.1 WIPR.